at this critical moment. And then he says, oh Nabi of Allah, I beg you, please make dua for my mother. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifts up his hands and he says, Allahumma ahdi ummi Abi Huraira. Oh Allah, give guidance to the mother of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhum. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum really knew the value of the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately he rushes back to his mother. He comes to his mother's door, he finds that it's locked. And then he overhears that his mother is probably taking a ghusl or a shower. She's bathing herself, so he waits at the door. His mother comes out, she clothes herself, she puts a scarf on her head. She opens the door, she looks at her son and she says, oh my son, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Oh my son, I testify that is none worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu's eyes full up with tears. Now he runs back to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how he narrates the incident, he says, فَأَتَيْتُهُ وَأَنَا أَبْكِي مِنَ الْفَرَحِ. Moments ago I went crying to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a broken heart. Now I went crying with tears of joy. I was on top of the world. I went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I said, oh Nabi of Allah, Allah has accepted your dua. My mother has become a Muslim. So this is an introduction into him and his mother. What was his relationship with his mother? It is mentioned that every day, كَانَ فِي بَيْتٍ وَأُمُّهُ فِي بَيْتٍ أُخْرَى. He lived in one home, his mother lived in another house. Every morning, how would he start his day? We know how we start our day, especially on a Monday morning. It's a hustle, it's a tussle. You jammed in traffic, you rush in there, you rush in there. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu would wake up, go to the door of his mother, knock on the door and say, Assalamu alayki wa rahmatillah ya ummah. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you, O my beloved mother. How are you this morning? That's how he would begin his day. His mother would open the door, she would say, Wa alayka assalam wa rahmatullahi ya bunayya. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you, O my beloved son. Now that is securing the dua of your parent. When was the last time we asked our parents to make dua for us? Do we know what is the value of that dua? It's absolutely priceless. Sometimes a man achieves goodness in life, he achieves promotions in life, he's going from strength to strength, and he attributes it to himself. He says, you know, I work so hard for this, I put in a lot of effort to get. But little does he realize, it's got nothing to do with his effort, it's got everything to do with the fact that he had two individuals making dua for him. It has everything to do with the fact that Allah blessed him with these two individuals who make dua for him every step of the way. That's where the goodness is coming from, that's where the mercy is coming from. Then Abu Huraira radiallahu Allah would tell his mother that, oh my beloved mother, rahimakillahu kama rabbaytani saghira. Oh my mother, how can I ever thank you for what you did to me when I was small? May Allah shower you with mercy. What a fine job you did of bringing me up as a child. When was the last time we thanked our parents for what they did for us? Or is it something that we have taken for granted? When was the last time we verbally hugged our parents, we physically hugged them and verbally said that, oh my mother, oh my father, I thank you for what you did for me in life. It's absolutely impossible for us to ever repay our parents for the goodness and the mercy and the kindness that they have shown to us. But when was the last time we really verbally thanked them? And many a man wants to thank his parents, but they're no longer here in this world. That opportunity is gone. And as we open up the discussion, we'll repeat the statement again. Every ni'mah is replaceable, and sometimes the replacement is better than what you had, except your parents. That's something that's absolutely irreplaceable. What was the response of his mother? She would say, Rahimakallahu ya bunayya kama akramtani kabira. Oh my son, may Allah shower you with mercy. What a fine job you're doing of honoring me at this age in my life. What a fine job you're doing of being a good child at this part of my life. What a good job you're doing as a son. Is earning the dua of your parents is something absolutely priceless. There was one man, and inshallah we'll conclude on this incident. He was living abroad. His parents were not living with him. So his mother came after long to visit him. His mother came after very long, so he thought to himself, you know, the old lady is coming after so long, you know, let me spoil a little bit, let me take her and buy for her something. So he takes his mother shopping and he tells his mother, Mom, choose whatever you want, I will buy it for you. I'm doing very well, alhamdulillah, money is flowing my way. Come, let me spoil you, let me buy for you something. So the mother chooses a dress and a garment. So he tells his mother, are you happy with this? The mother says, yes. So he said, right, Mom, it's done. Try it on, let's see how it looks. So the mother goes and she fits on the dress. And now she comes out and she's having trouble tying the button on the dress. So the man looks at his mother battling with that button, and his gaze falls on the hands of his mother. And when he looks at the hands of his mother battling, crinkled, wrinkled, and you know, so through the sickness of arthritis, she can't close that one button. So he looks at his mother's hands, and the world freezes before him. Now his mind runs back 20 years and he looks at those hands and he thinks, these are the hands that fed me. These are the hands that bartered me. These are the hands that changed me. These are the hands that picked me up when I fell. These are the hands that patted me to bed. These are the same arms that I ran into when I was sad and when I was heartbroken. These are the same hands that wiped away my tears. These are the same hands that did so much for me in life. These are the hands that carried me through all my infancy. These are the hands that changed me when I was missed. This is the hand that gave me a tap on the back of encouragement. These are the arms that hugged me when I was happy and when I was joyous. These were the hands that guided me my whole life. And today these same hands cannot close one button. He says, my eyes swelled up with tears. I went forward. I gently took the hands of my mother. I kissed my mother's hands. I put it on my forehead. And I said, oh my mother, how can I ever thank you for what you did to me, for me in life? Oh my mother, how can I ever repay you for what these hands did to me? Oh my mother, I don't know what to say. Please forgive me for the wrong that I have done in my life. For the fact that I have not been able to truly serve you. When was the last time that we really looked at the hands of your mother? What do you see when you see those hands? Every man knows for a fact what his parents did for him. And while we're speaking about the hands of our mother, then we have a humble advice for our young mothers of today. As times are difficult and life is so hectic, sometimes we require help with regards to our infant children. But the hands of a mother has to do a lot. We got to be careful and ask ourselves the question that how much of help do we truly need? Because sometimes there's somebody else bathing your child, there's somebody else feeding your child, there's somebody else putting your child to bed. As a mother, those hands supposed to do this work. Allah speaks about a period of 2 years in the Quran that a mother serves her child. 2 years of infancy. So the humble advice to the young mothers, those hands supposed to be working to earn that authority, that al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. Jannah is beneath the feet of your mothers. So the hands of a mother is something that does so much of work. And then, so you see, we say times have gone bad, times are different, it's not like before. Look at the words of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi when he said that nu'ibu zamanina wal'aibu fina. We blame time and we find fault with time, but the fault is actually with us. Wama li zamanina aibun siwana. There's absolutely nothing wrong with time except us. Wa nahju dhazzamanu bighayri dhanbin. We scold time when time has done absolutely nothing wrong. Walau nataqa zamanu lana hajana. If time could speak, time would be shouting us. Time would be scolding us. Time will say, there's nothing wrong with me. There's something seriously wrong with you. I'm the same time that saw the era of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm the same time that saw the glory era of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Now I'm seeing you. There's nothing wrong with me. There's something seriously wrong with you. So we shouldn't blame time. We should look within ourselves. There's somewhere we have gone wrong. This is such a ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Every man whose mother is living in this world, make it a point, if you cannot go and visit your mother physically, pick up the phone. When was the last time you spoke to your mother? You greeted her. You asked her for dua. Ask the man who has no parents. He will tell you how difficult it is. How he would wish to see the face of his mother. How he would wish to kiss the hands of his mother. When was the last time we kissed our parents? And if your mother is not living with you, pick up that phone. It costs nothing. People spend the whole day on the phone. Phone your mother. Tell her you love her. Ask her for dua. Our youngsters that are writing exams, those that are in the varsities, and every man in particular, whenever you have a hurdle in front of you that you want to cross, whenever you have something big that you want to achieve, use the opportunity. Tell your mother, tell your father, make dua for me. I need to achieve this. See the impossible become possible. See goodness rush your way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.